coronavirus is serious. It has forced us to stay at home. We can't visit our family and friends. We can't go to school. It has taken away our freedom to go outside, but it can't take away our stories. We kids can make a difference. Normally, our podcast, By Kids for Kids Storytime, records our actors in the studio. But we can't. We're on lockdown. But we can record at home, on our cell phones. So in this truly global episode, we are joined by heroic kids from all around the world.
Aubrey from Canada.
Cammy from Sydney, Australia.
St. Andrea from Kenya.
Maya Degenhardt from South Africa.
Santiago Mata from Monterrey, Mexico.
Max and Ruby Dews
from Germany.
My name is Ranveer Singh Bajaj from Singapore.
Ranveer Singh Bajaj. I'm from Singapore and I'm presenting for By Kids for Kids Storytime.
We bring you an important story about the coronavirus called My Hero Is You, written by Helen Patak and developed by the Interagency Standing Committee on Mental Health and Psychosocial Support in Emergency Settings. Phew, that's a long name. They asked 1,700 children, parents, teachers, and caregivers from around the world to share with us how they are coping with the COVID-19 pandemic. And they used this information to develop this story. They advise you to listen to the story alongside a parent, teacher, or caregiver so you can discuss and understand it. This story is so important, so please share this podcast with everyone you know. My Hero Is You. Sarah's mum is her hero because she is the best mum and the best scientist in the world. But even Sarah's mum cannot find a cure for the coronavirus.
What does COVID-19 look like?
Sarah asked her mum.
COVID-19, or the coronavirus,
said her mum,
it's so tiny we can't see it. But it spreads in the coughs and sneezes of people who are sick, and when they touch people or things around them. People who are sick get a fever and a cough, and can have some trouble breathing.
So we can't fight it, because we can't see it?
Sarah asked.
We can fight it. That's why I need you to be safe, Sarah. The virus affects many kinds of people, and everyone can help us fight it. Children are special, and they can help too. You need to stay safe for all of us. I need you to be my hero.
Sarah laid in bed that night and did not feel like a hero at all. She felt upset. She wanted to go to school, but her school was closed. She wanted to see her friends, but it was not safe. Sarah wanted the coronavirus to stop scaring her world.
Heroes have superpowers,
she said to herself, closing her eyes to sleep.
What do I have?
Suddenly, a gentle voice whispered her name in the darkness.
Sarah!
Who's there?
Sarah whispered back.
What do you need to be a hero, Sarah?
The voice asked her.
I need a way to tell all the children in the world how to protect themselves, so they can protect everyone else.
So what do you need me to be?
I need something that can fly, something with a big voice, and something that can help.
With a whoosh! Something amazing stepped into the moonlight.
What are you?
Gasped Sarah.
I'm Ario,
he said.
I've never seen an Ario before,
said Sarah.
Well, I've been here all along,
said Ario.
I come from your heart.
If I have you, then I can tell all the children in the world about the coronavirus. I can be a hero. But wait, Ario, is it safe to travel with the coronavirus around?
Only with me, Sarah,
said Ario.
Nothing can harm you when we are together.
So Sarah jumped on Ario's back, and together they soared out through her bedroom window into the night sky. They flew towards the stars, and said hello to the moon. As the sun rose, they landed in a lovely desert by pyramids where a small group of children were playing. The children cried out in joy and waved at Sarah and her Ario.
Welcome, I'm Salem,
cried one of the boys.
What are you doing here?
Sorry, we can't come closer. We have to stay at least 1 meter away.
That's why we're here,
Sarah called back.
I'm Sarah, and this is Ario. Did you know that children can keep their neighbors, friends, parents, and grandparents safe from the coronavirus? We all need to
wash our hands with soap and water,
said Salem with a smile.
We know, Sarah. We also cup into our elbows if we're sick. And we wave to people instead of shaking hands. We try to stay inside, but we live in a very crowded city. Not everybody's staying home.
Maybe I can help with that,
said Ario.
They can't see the coronavirus, but they can see me. Jump on, but please, sit on both sides of my wings. They're at least 1 meter apart.
Ario flew into the sky with Salem and Sarah on both of his wings. He flew across the city and began to roar and sing. Salem cried out to the children in the streets.
Go, tell your families. We're safer inside. We can take care of each other best by staying home.
People were amazed by what they saw. They waved and agreed to go into their houses. Ario soared high into the sky. Salem cried out in joy. Up there in the clouds, a plane flew by, and the passengers looked out at them in awe.
People will have to stop traveling soon, at least for now,
said Salem.
They're closing the borders across the world, and we should all stay where we are and with the people we love.
So many things feel like they've changed,
said Sarah.
I get scared about it sometimes.
It can feel scary and confusing when things are changing, Sarah,
said Ario.
When I feel scared, I breathe very slowly and breathe out fire.
Ario blew out a huge fireball.
How do you relax when you feel scared?
I like to think about someone who makes me feel safe.
Me too. I think of all the people who helped me feel safe, like my grandparents. I miss them. I can't give them a hug because I could give them coronavirus. We usually see them every weekend, but not now because we have to keep them safe.
Can you call them?
Sarah asked her friend.
Oh, yes. They call me every day and I tell them about all the things we are doing at home. It makes me feel better and it makes them feel better too.
It's normal to miss people we love that we can't see right now,
said Ario.
It shows how much we care. Would it make you feel better to meet other heroes?
Yes, please.
Sarah and Salem cried back.
Great. My friend Sasha has a very special superpower. Let's go!
And so they soared down to Earth and landed by a small village. A girl was outside her house picking flowers. When she saw Ario and the children sitting on his wings, she laughed.
Ario!
She cried.
We have to stay at least 1 meter apart, so I will throw you a hug. What are you all doing here?
I felt your hug when you told me that, Sasha,
said Ario.
I love how we can use words to show we care, and actions too. I want my friends to learn about your superpower.
What is my superpower?
Since someone in your family got sick, you're staying at home to make sure you don't share the coronavirus with anyone else.
Yes, it's my dad. And he's staying in his bedroom until he gets completely better. But it's not so bad. We play games, cook, spend time in our garden, and have meals together. My brothers and I touch our toes and dance. We read books, and I can keep learning because sometimes I miss school. Staying at home felt weird at first, but now it feels normal.
That's not always easy, Sasha. You are finding ways to have fun and get along with your loved ones at home. That makes you my hero.
Do you ever fight with your family?
Asked Salem.
We fight sometimes. We have to be extra patient and extra understanding. And even quicker to say, I'm sorry. That is a real superpower, because it can make ourselves and others feel better. I also need a little time alone. I love dancing and singing on my own. And I can call my friends sometimes.
But Ario,
asked Sarah,
what about people who are far from home or don't have a house?
That's a great question, Sarah. Let's go and find out.
And so they said goodbye to Sasha and set off once more. The air grew warmer as they landed on an island surrounded by the sea. There they saw a camp full of people. One girl saw them and waved from a distance.
Hi, Ario. I'm so happy to see you again.
She called out.
We are trying to stay at least 1 meter away, so I'll talk to you from here. But I'd love to meet your friends. My name is Layla.
Hi, Layla.
Sarah called back.
I'm Sarah and this is Salem. It sounds like you're trying to protect yourself from the coronavirus. What else are you doing?
We are washing our hands with soap and water.
Layla called back.
Do you also cough into your elbow?
Asked Salem.
Can you show us how?
Layla called back. So Salem showed them.
We are all trying to be brave,
said Layla.
But I'm worried about something. Can I talk about it with you? I heard someone got sick and died, and it made me very afraid. Is it true people can die from coronavirus?
Ario breathed a big sigh and sat down on his enormous bottom.
Yes, little heroes, it's strange. Some people don't feel sick at all, but some people can be very sick and some might die. That's why we all have to be especially careful with older people and those with other illnesses, because they tend to get more sick. Sometimes when we are feeling very afraid or unsafe, it can help to imagine a safe place in our minds. Would you like to try this with me?
They all said yes. And so Ario asked the children to close their eyes and imagine a place where they feel safe.
Focus on a memory or a time when you felt safe,
said Ario. He then asked them what they could see, what they could feel, and what they could smell in their safe place. He asked if there was anyone special they would like to invite into their safe place and what they might talk about together.
You can go to your safe place whenever you feel sad or afraid. This is your superpower, and you can share it with your friends and family. And remember that I care about you, and many people do. That will help too.
We can all care for each other,
Layla said.
That's right, Layla. We can care for each other, wherever we are. Would you like to come with us on our last journey?
Layla decided to travel with Ario and her new friends. Sarah was glad Layla joined them, because she knew that sometimes we need to support each other. They flew quietly, without words. But Layla knew her new friends cared a lot about her. Snowy mountains slowly came into view, and Ario landed in a small town. A few children were playing by a stream. One of them cried, waving to him.
Hello, Kim,
said Ario.
Everyone, I want you to meet some friends of mine who have had the coronavirus and got better.
What was it like?
Salem asked.
I was coughing and felt too hot sometimes,
said Kim.
I was also really tired and didn't want to play for a few days. But I slept a lot and my family took care of me.
Some of our parents and grandparents had to go to the hospital. The nurses and doctors were very kind to them,
and people in our community helped us at home.
After a few weeks, we were okay again.
I'm Kim's friend,
said one of the other children.
Just because Kim had the coronavirus, we didn't stop being friends. Even though I could not see him, I never stopped caring about him. And we're happy we can play together again.
Sometimes the most important thing we can do as friends is protect each other. even if that means staying away from each other for a while.
We can do these things for each other.
And one day, we will all be able to play again and go back to school like we used to.
It was time to go home. And time for Sarah to say goodbye to her new friends. They promised each other that they would never forget their adventure together. Sarah felt sad that they might not see each other for a while. But she felt better when she remembered what Kim's friend had said. Just because you can't see people, it doesn't mean you stop loving them. Aria dropped them all back to their homes and waited for Sarah to fall asleep before he left.
Can we do the same tomorrow?
Sarah asked him.
No, Sarah. It's time for you to be with your family now. Remember our story. You can keep those you love safe by washing your hands and staying home. I'm never far away. You can always be with me when you go to your safe place.
You are my hero,
she whispered.
You are my hero too, Sarah. You're a hero to all those who love you.
Sarah fell asleep, and when she woke the next day, Ario was gone. So she went to her safe place to talk to him and drew everything they had seen and learned on their adventure. She ran to her mum with her drawing to tell her the news.
We can all help people be safe, Mum,
she said.
I met so many heroes on my adventure.
Oh, Sarah, you're right,
said her mum.
There are many heroes keeping people safe from the coronavirus, like wonderful doctors and nurses. But you remind me that we can all be heroes every day, and my biggest hero is you.
This episode of By Kids for Kids Storytime was performed by
Aubrey from Canada,
Cammy from Sydney, Australia,
St. Andrea from Kenya,
Maya Degenhardt from South Africa,
Santiago Matan from Monterrey, Mexico,
Max and Ruby Dews
from Germany.
My name is Ranvir Singh Bajaj from Singapore.
Denver Singh Bajaj. I'm from Singapore and I'm presenting for By Kids for Kids Storytime.
Thank you, guys. It's been so much fun to have you on our podcast. For more episodes of By Kids for Kids Storytime, just search for us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.